to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day delivery for details.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com. Show the coupon at the pharmacy and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
TikTok asks a federal appeals court to stop enforcement of a potential ban until a Supreme Court review. A special auction is scheduled for later this month.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments, dating from 300 to 800 AD, will be auctioned in New York City December 18th. The 155-pound marble slab was unearthed during railroad excavations along the southern coast of Israel in 1913. It was not recognized for its historical significance. It was used as a paving stone at a local home until 1943, when it was sold to a scholar who understood its significance. It's estimated the tablet will go for $1 to $2 million. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Star slugger Juan Soto reportedly signs a record 15-year, $765 million contract with the New York Mets. It was first reported by New York Post baseball columnist John Heyman. It's the largest contract in the history of professional sports. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a west breeze as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. On Tuesday, we'll keep the clouds around, northwest winds, highs in the mid-30s. On Wednesday, there will be a chance for some snow in the afternoon. It's 42 at our studios.
things you get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
That's something I think you'll understand. love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Day is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh, yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so, for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought
game with me, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Sunshine go away today, I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life, he don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. It. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life, I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today, I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life, don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where
does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime.
Become a funeral pyre. instead of breaking up. Let's do some kissing and making up.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Sunday.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Just a half a mile from the Mississippi.
Mississippi Bridge. She went away to meet by the hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Let me know that it's real. You're just just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Thank you.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been charged with murder in Pennsylvania. CBS's Matt Piper tells us how the nearly six-day, 900-mile manhunt came to an end.
Luigi Mangione was inside a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, nearly 300 miles from New York City. Someone inside thought they recognized him from photos circulating for 6 days and called police.
He was wearing a blue medical mask. We asked him to pull it down. My partner and I recognized him immediately.
Officer Tyler Fry has been on the Altoona Police Department for 6 months.
He was very cooperative with us. Didn't really give us too many issues. Once we found out his identity, we took it from there.
Police say he had a passport and $10,000 in cash. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A Manhattan jury acquitted white Marine veteran Daniel Penny of criminally negligent homicide after the choking death of Jordan Neely on a subway last May.
At a nearby bar, Penny raised a glass with his attorneys, who issued a statement saying, "New Yorkers can continue to stand up for one another without sacrificing our rights or our freedom."
CBS News New York reporter Alice Gaynor. The Israeli military has seized control of a demilitarized buffer zone in Syria, created as part of a 1974 ceasefire between the countries. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb has more on the aftermath of the ouster of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad.
Still astonishing to see rebels in the capital. In fact, some of them inside the presidential palace, others out in the Umayyad Mosque, one of the most famous and important holy sites in Syria. Some of them shooting their guns in the sky with celebratory gunfire. 2 weeks ago, few would have believed scenes like that.
Several of President-elect Trump's nominees were on Capitol Hill as part of the confirmation process Monday. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports on the pick for the top intelligence job.
Trump's choice for Director of National Intelligence, former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, made a day of visits with senators.
Hey, Ms. Gabbard, what do you make of the ouster of Assad?
Gabbard has drawn scrutiny for a controversial 2017 meeting with now ousted Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad and has been accused of echoing Russian propaganda.
In Arizona, a polygamous sect leader has been sentenced in a scheme involving sex with children. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Polygamous leader Samuel Bateman has been sentenced to 50 years in prison by a U.S. District Court judge in Phoenix after pleading guilty to claiming more than 20 spiritual wives, including 10 underage girls. Bateman admitted coercing girls as young as 9 years old to submit to criminal sex acts with him and other adults and to transporting girls across state lines for his sex crimes.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, "GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month. We're able to do all these extra activities, so it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets."
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
Four players are in line to win this year's Heisman Trophy.
The four players in the running for college football's highest honor include Oregon's Dylan Gabriel, Colorado's Travis Hunter, Miami's Cam Ward, and Boise State's Ashton Ginty, who says winning it would be a dream come true.
It would mean everything, I think, not only for me, but for this program, for this community, you know, everybody who has the underdog story.
Ginty, courtesy of Fox, the Heisman Trophy will be awarded to the nation's most outstanding college football player Saturday night in New York City. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News, New York.
The National Football League, the Justice Department, and the FBI will call on Congress Tuesday to expand U.S. government authority to detect and destroy drones that could cause security threats over stadiums. Rogue drone flights into the restricted airspace above stadiums during NFL games rose to 2,845 in 2023. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a west breeze as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. On Tuesday, we'll keep the clouds around, northwest winds, highs in the mid-30s. On Wednesday, there will be a chance for some snow in the afternoon. Right now, it's 40.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Singing.